Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to this special Easter edition of our 3TFM Holy Half Hour. I'm Alec Noble, the minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church, and I'm delighted to be your tour guide for the next half hour as we journey in our imaginations right up to the single most important time and place in the whole of time and space. In fact, I would like to invite you to travel with me on this spiritual pilgrimage over two episodes. This week we begin the journey with loud hosannas ringing in our ears, only to be drowned out with shrieks of crucify him, crucify him, and the dull thud of nails being hammered in. But thank God it doesn't end that way. Even at the lowest point, we begin to detect the faint, distant sound of a hallelujah chorus as Jesus and we go marching into heaven. Next week in Easter Part 2, we really celebrate the full glory of the resurrection of Jesus and our own resurrection too. So come on, let's get moving. Let's get this show on the road. Listen, here comes Jesus and his disciples. He's riding on a donkey. The people are waving palm branches and cheering, crying Hosanna, which means save us. Ian White is joining in too. The crowds thought that Jesus would save them from the Roman invaders, that he would be a political saviour, setting up an independent kingdom, a free homeland for the Jews. But Jesus was not that kind of a saviour. He wanted to rule people's hearts. He was ushering in the kingdom of God on earth. Soon the adulation of Palm Sunday would be transformed into the persecution and humiliation of Good Friday. If you don't give people what they want, they soon want what you've got. Caiaphas and the Jewish leaders decided that he had to go. Jesus, for his part, did not lie low, but instead he carried the fight. Jesus entered the temple in Jerusalem and tore a strip off the corrupt practices going on in the supposedly most holy site in the world. Michael Card can tell us more.
Weak from the journey, the long travelling days, hungry to worship, to join in the praise, shock met with anger that burned on his face as he entered the wasteland of that barren place. And the Lamb is a lion who's roaring with rage at the empty religion that's filling their days. They'll flee from the harm of the carpenter's strong arm. Come to know the scourging anger of the Lord. Priests and the merchants demanded some proof, for their hearts were hardened and blind to the truth that Satan's own law is to sell and to buy. But God's only way is to give and to die. And the Lamb is a lion who's roaring with rage at the empty religion that's filling their days. They'll flee from the heart of the carpenter's strong arm. Come to know the scourging anger of the Lord. The noise and confusion gave way to his word. At last sacred silence, so God could be heard. And the Lamb is a lion who's roaring with rage at the empty religion that's filling their days. They'll flee from the heart of the carpenter's strong arm. Come to know the scourging anger of the
By now, Jesus was a wanted man with a price on his head. He had enemies and they were out to get him. Although he had healed the blind, the deaf, the paralyzed, even the dead, even though he'd calmed storms, walked on water, exorcised demons, befriended the friendless, fed thousands with just a picnic lunch, even though he taught with such authority and such wisdom and indeed such love, wonderful things like love your neighbor, love your enemies, his friends were lying low and his enemies were getting strong in their boldness. The turmoil without was also matched by his tensions within. Jesus was wrestling with what to do next. Should he fight or flee? Should he march boldly into the teeth of the gale, grasp the nettle, bite the bullet? Or should he cool it, live to fight another day, make a diplomatic and strategic withdrawal? If he put his life on the line, would it make any difference? Would anybody care? Would it change the world? So he went to the Garden of Gethsemane to figure it all out. There he exchanged the worry of not knowing what to do next for the worry of knowing what he had to do next. Here is Paul Nicholas and Jesus Christ Superstar singing Gethsemane.
I only want to say, if there is take this cup away from me,
for I don't want to taste its poison, feel it burn me. I have changed, I'm not as sure as when we started. Then I was inspired. Now I'm sad and tired. Listen, surely I've exceeded expectations. Tried for 3 years, seems like 30. Could you ask as much from any other man? But if I die, see the saga through and do the things you ask of me. Let them hate me, hit me, hurt me, nail me to their tree. I'd wanna know, my God. I'd wanna know, I'd wanna know, my God. I'd wanna see, my God. I'd wanna see, my God. Why I should die? Would I be more noticed than I ever was before? Would the things I've said and done matter anymore? I'd have to know, my Lord. I'd have to know, my Lord. I'd have to see, my Lord. Have to see, I'd have to see, my Lord. If I die, what will be my reward? If I die, what will be my reward? Have to know, my Lord. Have to know, my Lord. Killed in vain. Show me just a little of your omnipresent brain. Show me there's a reason for you wanting me to die. You're far too keen on where and how, but not so hot on why. Am I scared to finish what I started, what you started? I didn't start it. God, thy will is hard, but you hold every card. I will drink your cup of poison, nail me to your cross and break me, bleed me, beat me, kill me, take me now before I change my mind.
That is a lovely human picture of the tortured, down-to-earth God, Jesus. It's the very heart of the meaning of Easter, that the one and only Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, sustainer of the universe, freely and voluntarily, in love and mercy, chose to come out of his comfort zone in heaven and take on a fully human life on earth. God became man, the baby boy Jesus in a stable in Bethlehem and a carpenter's shop in Nazareth. God became fully human without ceasing to be fully divine. Everything in Christianity centres on this fact. So Jesus was not just a good man who tragically got done by his enemies. Jesus is God himself, choosing to lay down his life. He planned from before the world was made that he would come at this precise time and place and be crucified. Let's celebrate this great mystery with Spring Harvest. Jesus insisted that no one took his life from him. Rather, he chose to lay it down of his own free will. He chose to come and reveal on one occasion just how much we crucify him every day without knowing it. The prodigal son has no idea how much he is hurting his father, and we have no idea how much our sins hurt God today. Thank God that he absorbs the hurts and returns love rather than tit-for-tat hate. The sins which crucified Jesus that first Easter are exactly the same sins which still crucify him many times a day, even now. We still forsake him and flee from discipleship. We still want to make him in our own image. we still resist his triumphal entry into our daily lives. We still betray him, deny him, mock him, crucify him, treat him with indifference or hurl abuse. We still fail to recognize and respond to his loving advances and his self-sacrificing love for us. Abelard, in the 12th century, said that when we see a tree trunk lying on its side on the ground, and we see the rings on the end of it, we know that the rings go all the way along the tree trunk. They're just a snapshot, a bisection, showing what is true all the way along. The cross is true all day, every day, throughout time immemorial. So who killed Jesus? Miss Marple or Inspector Poirot would interview Caiaphas the high priest, the Jewish Sanhedrin, the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, Judas Iscariot, the Roman soldiers, the mob shouting, "Crucify him." But it would come down to Jesus choosing to lay down his life of his own free will. But why on earth would he do that? Because, dear listener, because of you and me. To show us the pain and heartache that we cause him. To show us how much he cares about it and about us. And to show us a way to fix our relationship and get a whole new start again with our loving God. Here are two songs which illustrate human sin in its weakness and in its wickedness, from Judas Iscariot's betrayal to King Herod's pompous arrogance.
From the dead. Ugh. And now I understand you're God. At least that's what you've said. So, you are the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ. Prove to me that you're divine. Change my water into wine. That's all you need do, and I'll know it's all true. Come on, King of the Jews. Jesus, you just won't believe the hit you made round here. You were all we talk about, the wonder of the year. Oh, what a pity if it's all a lie. Still, I'm sure that you can rock the cynics if you try. So you are the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ. Prove to me that you're no fool. Walk across my swimming pool. If you do that for me, then I'll let you go free. Come on, King of the Jews. I'd ask any superstar, what is it that you have got that puts you where you are? I'm waiting, yes, I'm a captive fan. I'm dying to be shown that you are not just any man. So if you are the Christ, yes, the great Jesus Christ, feed my household with his bread. You can do it on your head. Or has something gone wrong? Why do you take so long? Come on, King of the Jews. Hey, aren't you scared of me, Christ? Mr. Wonderful Christ. You're a joke, you're not the Lord. You're nothing but a fraud. Take him away, he's got nothing to say. Get out, you king of the... Get out! Get out, you king of the Jews! Get out, you king of the Jews! Get out of my life! Yeah.
The ironical thing is that Herod thought he was putting Jesus on trial. But he soon discovered that he was on trial before the judge of all the earth. Judas Iscariot, Caiaphas, Pilate, we all start off thinking that we know best, that God is in the dock, that we are the judge and jury. But the longer we look at Jesus the Christ, especially on the cross, the more it begins to dawn upon us that it is we who have the hard questions to answer, such as, what will we do with Jesus? Cry Hosanna, save us, and worship him? Or cry crucify him and try to do away with him? Well, bye for now, and tune in again next week for Easter Part 2 and the Resurrection.
Early in the day they took him away, Jesus, the King of the Jews. They bound him fast and Pilate asked, are you the King of the Jews? Jesus, 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 the King of the Jews. Jesus, 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 the King of the Jews. Now at the feast they could have released Jesus, the King of the Jews. But a murderer was who they preferred, not Jesus, the King of the Jews. Jesus, 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 the King of the Jews. Jesus, 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 the King of the Jews. Then Pilate asked, what will I do with Jesus, the King of the Jews? Crucify him, crucify him, crucify the King of the Jews. Jesus, 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 the King of the Jews. Jesus, 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 the King of the Jews. They beat him till his back was torn, Jesus, the King of the Jews. They dressed him with a crown of thorns and spat on the King of the Jews. Jesus, 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 the King of the Jews. Jesus, 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 the King of the Jews. Then the soldiers did the deed to Jesus, the King of the Jews. The nails went through the hands and feet of Jesus, the King of the Jews. Jesus, 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 the King of the Jews. Jesus, 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 the King of the Jews. For 6 long hours of agony hung Jesus, the King of the Jews. God, why have you forsaken me? Cried Jesus, the King of the Jews. Jesus, 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 the King of the Jews. Jesus, 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 the King of the Jews. And then at last his life was through, and Jesus gave a cry. Temple curtain tore in two the moment that he died. A soldier who was standing there believed in what he saw, because he said this really was, this man was the Son of God. Jesus, 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 the Son of God. Jesus, 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 the Son of God. That's who he is. Jesus, 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 the Son of God. That's who he is. Jesus, 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 the Son of God. First day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood before them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen."
Rise. He has risen. Yeah.